This song I wrote and recorded, and now it has sold somewhere under 1 million records. That was last year. This year it might be under 2 million. Who knows? But the song is I Wish I Was Sitting Right Under the X in Texas, and we'd like to perform it for you right now.
Actually, we're real happy to be right here under the G in Washington.
That's about where it is, aren't it?
Way over in the corner.
Is this Gorge, Washington?
No.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. I'm sitting here looking at a map. I got laid out on my lap. There's not too many places I ain't been. But the one place I love best, why it's spread all over the West, and I'm trying to figure how to get back home again. And I wish I was sitting right under the X in Texas, right in the heart of where my heart must be. No matter where I roam, I never feel at home except in Texas. Right under the X in Texas is where I'd like to be. The mountains out west or the southern coast, or just being where a fella can see for miles and miles. The East Texas hills with the tall pine trees, the level land with the prairie breeze. Maybe I'm lonesome just to see a Texas smile. Right now, I wish I was sitting right under the X in Texas. Right in the heart of where my heart must be. No matter where I roam, I never feel at home except in Texas. And right under the X in Texas is where I'd like to be. No, I got nothing against the rest, but why settle for better when you know what's best? And under the X in Texas is where it's best for me.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
You know, I found out you can brag too much on Texas. Everybody from Texas brags on it, how big it is and everything. So I was playing a radio show called the Prairie Home Companion. Some of you have heard it. And they were broadcasting live from the state fairgrounds in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I got to visiting with one of those bachelor Norwegian farmers that Garrison always talks about, you know. And I said, boy, you have beautiful farm country. I came in on an airplane, and the farms look like little pictures, you know, from up there. But I said, they don't look very big like they do down in Texas. And he said, oh, 300-400 acres is a nice size piece of land up here. And I said, well, shoot, I got an uncle down in South Texas, Uncle Charlie Gimble, has got a ranch so big that you can get in his old pickup at noon when the sun's straight overhead and drive any direction, and when the sun goes down, you're still on Uncle Charlie's ranch. He said, we once had a truck like that. So we don't brag all the time. We try to hold it back, keep it to a minimum.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
What did you promise, Richard?
Well, I thought we'd do. We're real thankful to be here. And this splendor, there's just a little sun over there on the top of that hill. Thank y'all for having us up, Steve. It's good to be here. And thank y'all for coming out and listening. Yeah.